you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
Oh, that's all kinds of law breaks. I need a lot more sound in my headphones.
Take that retarded baby asshole.
My headphones are way too down. Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's down. The Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you live from the Stan Comedy Club. Look at our new little banner thing. I'm your host, AVN award nominee, Big J Okerson. We are down one skank today, but we do have the reigning defending Ellis Mania champion, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez, in the house.
Undefeated, undisputed. A lot of people would say that I am Ellis Mania.
Who says that?
A lot of people.
Point to one.
Zach Amico.
Sure. Fuck it, why not?
Zach, am I Ellis Mania?
Sure, yeah.
See?
I didn't feel that at all. Sitting in Davey's chair tonight, everybody, you know him and love him. It's the international superstar, Zach Amico, everyone.
Hello, gentlemen.
You know him and you love him. And two, it's hilarious. It says we have a guest that's not on the show on this sheet, but we do have two guests. It's okay, Alex. We'll forgive you because you're trying to think for two now. Two hilarious comedians hanging out with us today, everybody. Make some noise for Lev Fur. And, of course, the great Scott Chaplin, everybody. Scott Chaplin.
A lukewarm reaction in the audience.
I still watch a couple times a year that roast battle.
It's the Evan one.
Yeah, legendary.
Thank you. Oh, thanks, man.
Legendary shit.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Scott and Lev, neither of you guys have ever been on the show before, right?
Yep.
And Alex and Bobby hit me up, and they were like, hey, we should promote the new roast mass, or the new spit roast show that we just filmed, and Lev and Scott did a great job. Zach competed against Amberg, and we thought it was great. I was like, yeah, bring them on. They both kill it on Real Ass Podcast all the time. We get a lot of pushback, a lot of dickhead fans being like, who the fuck are these losers? Why are they on the show? We don't fucking know who they are. They were very, very upset. So me and Big J put our heads together, and we decided, since it's your first time on the show, we wanted to add a little bit more pressure, and we decided this could be a Loser Leaves Legion of Skanks match. Whoever is more funny will be invited back on Legion of Skanks. Whoever is the least funny out of the two of you will never be invited on the show again.
Our first ever banned
guest from the show.
This is some shit, man.
I want to know who made the fucking poster. You guys chose the most sabotaging pictures of us.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was just us. I mean, it was us 10 years ago. And so we're just like young, beautiful boys at the time.
Yeah, pull it up.
And then all your fans are like, ew, why are they so hot as boys? Like, it's totally on them. They're like, they look gay. No, you're attracted. That's the issue. That's not my problem. That's, I think I'm atrocious, sir.
You guys are...
But our fans want to fuck you. That's going to feel nice.
You guys are...
Just like five guys. I think we're taking it too personally.
Your fans
want to
hit us with a bus.
You said five guys and Zach woke up.
I did not know I was going to be on the program this evening, Lewis. And someone took their nighttime edible as you texted them to come here. And I've had five panic attacks so far.
One panic attack for each guy. Look how smoky Lev Fur used to be. Holy shit, dude. Lev, that's crazy, dude.
Me and Scott both thought we'd get JFL that year.
Yes, it's true.
That's 10 years ago. Like that, we look like gay porn extras in that.
Like extras? Dude. Come on, give us some credit.
Nah, you're stars.
Yeah.
Those are stars. Like, gay porn stars.
But look at that photo of me and then the side cut of me now. in the fucking other camp. I chose the wrong seat, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah.
That's what happens when you go to Skankfest Vegas. Anybody? No?
Luckily, you still got it, Lev, dude. You're a gorgeous dude.
Yeah, your face isn't that bad. And in this lighting, it kind of
isn't that bad.
Like...
Lewis, he is 100 times more attractive than you facially.
For sure, yeah.
Okay, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, weird fag.
You can't call him okay. You wouldn't say that if I said your face was 90 times more attractive than his.
What are you talking about?
Then I would have been cool.
I'm an ugly old egghead man. That's
you're not
a
ugly.
Fact.
Yes, I don't think you're ugly at all.
You know, in spite of it all, I do okay, right?
Yeah.
But Lev...
It's pizzazz and chains and locks.
I went from that to Fat Rife.
Yeah. You, Lev just undid all of his funny that he had on the show already, just with one joke. Wow.
Like
Lev's back at ground zero.
Okay, Lev, you're down.
We have a great show.
Your beautiful face isn't going to carry you through this one, you prick.
And by the way, I want to give you guys some insight as to who Big J is.
He's not 90 times better looking than you.
I want to give you some insight to who Big J is. Jay, it's like some narcissist psychopath shit. Immediately what Jay tries to do, he doesn't have a show. Go watch the history. You have almost 1,000 episodes of this show. You'll see him. He tries to drive a spike between me and whoever else is on the show so that he can create some sort of fucking rift and sort of thing. And then he gets to fucking pull the fucking strings like the puppet master. I'm on to you, you fucking asshole.
This is coming from the guy who just said me and Jay put our heads together when you came over to me solo and said, you know, it'd be funny if one of them can't ever come back to the show again. Then you came on the air and you go, me and Jay put our heads together. I go, I just said, okay.
That is 100% true. That happened exactly like that. But you were enthusiastic about the idea.
I like the idea.
The show ends with Lewis never coming back again.
No, fuck, he's back. Fuck, Lev's on the board.
Who's keeping score?
Can we get a? Can we please get a Lev and Scott
tally?
Tally. And I think, look, it's not just a laugh. It's got to be big laugh, medium laugh, small laugh, because not all laughs are created equal.
What if we provoke a thought?
Lewis,
see, that was a little mini laugh right there. That would have been on the board. It's another mini one right there.
No, that's like a half point.
No, those are fucking full. Those are full mini laugh points.
Yeah, just get a lot of half points ready for Lewis, please. Try to create a rift. I'm a fight back, baby.
You got it. Look, we have a fucking incredible show plan today. I'm very, very excited. It is Martin Luther King Day, folks.
Hey.
I don't know at this point what they did. They released a statue today. Is that was a big deal? Right?
Was it? I don't know.
It was
know.
A huge deal. It was like
over the weekend up in Boston.
It was like was it him making out with himself? Is that what it was?
I don't know. It wasn't on World Star, so I don't know. That's where I get on my black news.
What is the statue, Alex, that came out?
It's him cheating.
It's him, holding Coretta Scott King and looking over at an ass.
Well, pretty much shoulder. It's their arms holding each other. Yeah. Right?
It's him and his wife. Let's see.
What? His wife holding
she's
his
holding his hog.
Yeah.
I have a dream that
a cock monster being held by a headless woman.
Yeah. Yeah, this was his dream.
Oh, my God. That is the perfect woman. Just hands to jerk me off and to make me food.
Uncircumcised, by the way. Look at that head lump under the skin.
But that's just like one angle of it, right? The other, I guess that's his shoulder, right? They're hugging.
No, every angle literally looks like that.
What a weird
it's that. Thing. It's that. It's their that embrace. Picture. Yep. Go back up.
That's someone just shielding a dick.
Oh, thanks, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
Three We're times looking at it on the internet.
Guys, I figured out the mystery.
It's just kind of a shitty piece of art, no?
Yeah. $10 million.
Are people, you know, they have to...
That cost $10 million?
Yeah, Tim Dillon paid for it.
Cash.
It's made out of chocolate. He's going to eat it.
Paid it in cash.
Well, all right. What else should we know about Martin Luther King today? Anything else?
Do we know about him?
We know about him. He was killed.
No, wasn't there some other shit?
Yeah, very vivid, wordy dreams.
That's right. Yeah, I saw that thing. I guess there's new FBI secret recordings that allege that Martin Luther King Jr. watched and laughed as a woman was raped.
What?
He's a real ass dude.
That's like the dark. Yeah, it's like the darkest dark.
Yeah, let's see. Watched and laughed as a woman was raped. Secret. Is there any more to this?
FBI recordings.
But Alex and Bobby, from now you have to read the articles and fill us in because we're not going to.
Is there tape? I mean, can we listen to the tape?
What is this?
Bobby, your thoughts?
Alex has checked out for the last 7 months, and I don't know why.
I haven't seen. Where is your head?
I've not seen a person care less about the creation of fucking funny than Alexandra Scarlato and the little demon growing in fucking side of her right now. Just
I guess creation's not your thing.
Hell yeah. This is sickening, Alex.
This show's about creating and bringing something new into the world.
Every week.
And your fucking ass doesn't get it.
Well, you're doing it once in 9 months. We do this twice a week. You know, yeah. If you count the Zoom show.
Yeah, childbirth's a breeze compared to this. Tell her, Lewis.
God damn it.
She's out here aborting our ideas.
That's a point. That's a half point.
That was half point. Half point of the board. Alex, how many weeks are you now?
How many months is that?
7 months.
Hot dog.
We're doing a baby shower for you this month.
I know. I'm excited.
Yeah, guys, if you guys are going to come to the baby shower, you have to bring Alex gifts, you fucking scumbags. You can't come in here without a gift. That's the admission that week. Okay? Unless you use the promo code Legion. StandNYC.com. You guys can come in.
All these fans are like, I got your kid a nose ring. Might not be able to use it now, but.
Hey, I have 20% of a package of Kratom that you can have.
It's a sealed pack of Newports.
I have a baby's dose of DMT.
Alex, do you have a baby registry?
Yeah, it's on my Instagram. It's linked in the bio.
We're gonna put up not now, but we'll put up Alex's baby registry on the baby shower episode of Legion of Skanks.
Can we start a Hot Topic registry?
Just for
it could just be
for Big J.
Sure, man. You guys want to throw accessories my way? I'll wear them. No dog collars though. It's not my look.
Can you register at Hot Topic? No.
I have a Hot Topic credit card. Yeah.
You don't.
Yes, I do. It's the only credit card I was able to get. I got a Hot Topic credit card.
I don't believe you.
How do you get approved?
What did you buy with it? Is that where you got that,
one year
that cool
I
ass hoodie?
To get
with
Christmas gifts for the kid, and I couldn't because I didn't have money. And
everyone got Jack Skeleton.
And I went to get a
lunch boxes.
Yeah, kids like anime anyway, and so you go there, and I was golden. Yeah.
You get approved by showing them the slits on your wrist.
Yeah. She was real sad the rest of that year, looked at least.
The other side of the credit card's a razor blade.
Hey, I got you a Misfits t-shirt.
It's like, you love The Cure, right? You're 10.
It's like, swipe this side if you want to pay. Swipe the other if you're mad at mom.
But at those credit cards, you can only swipe up and down, not sideways.
That was good.
You have to swipe it on your wrist. Yeah. Did anybody say that?
That was layered.
Was layered. It's pretty good. These are good jokes, folks. So I almost canceled. First, I have to get surgery tomorrow morning, first thing in the morning, 6:15 a.m.
Transitioning? You finally doing it? You're finally doing it, dude.
No,
I'm so proud of you.
I'm getting knee surgery. You know that, dude.
Yeah. I'm nervous for you. You're going
Why
under,
are you nervous?
Huh?
What are you nervous about?
Because people die all the time under anesthesia.
Not all the time. They don't die
Non-stop.
All the time. No, they don't die all the time.
Non-stop. It happens a lot of complications.
I bet you it's like. Very.
And then after simple surgery, it's things like blood clots, and you can just die easy. It's
can I tell you what happened?
Sure.
I almost canceled my surgery.
Because you're probably going to die?
So I was at James's birthday party today. We were at a trampoline park hanging out. I was talking to all the parents, and I was talking to a few of the parents about how I'm having surgery tomorrow. And then I was like, oh, yeah, and then I have to go on the road. I was like, yeah, but I got to fly on Thursday. I'm getting surgery on Tuesday. They're like, you can't fly.
I don't think you can.
2 days after you get surgery on your leg, it was like you can get blood clots, people die from that all the time. And then I looked it up, and sure enough, yeah, they were like, you can't fly for like 2 to 4 weeks after you have surgery. And then I was like, fuck, dude. So then I called my hospital, and I was like, well, they had to have the doctor call me back. And then I told him, and I was like, yeah, I mean, you know, I was like, people were telling me this, you never told me this. And he was like, dad, don't worry about that. I shit you not, he goes, it's not gonna happen.
Wow. Where's this doctor?
It was Jason Ellis in a mask.
That might.
Just come on in. You're going to be fine. What are you going, not fly like a faggot?
It's not advisable for everyone. It comes down to a case-by-case recommendation by your doctor. We'll make based on your personal risk factors.
Oh, you're not going to be able to fly.
No, yeah, legitimately. They're going to say you're too heavy, and then you're going to be all pissy about it. Sorry, funny bone. I can't make it. I'm too fat.
Yeah.
Like, hey, too flat to fly this weekend.
Hey, Mudblood, I wouldn't suggest it.
He will be in a Twitter fight with Spirit Airlines by morning.
Yeah. Spirit says I could die because of surgery.
That is what a spirit would say. Thank you. I'm doing only smart, unfunny jokes today, guys.
That's good, though. That's good. You're going to go mainstream.
Smart, so unfunny, smart, dude. Yeah. I'm going to get on TV at
Lewis is trying to go mainstream.
Are you trying to quit smoking? I know I am. Jay?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm not killing it this second, but I am, yes.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you know what I would love if you were doing? Not smoking a fucking cigarette in my face and having a Zippix toothpick in your mouth instead.
Well, then get me some. I know they're awesome. They come in six delicious flavors.
They do.
They've got nicotine in them.
They got nicotine.
They give you that buzz quicker with their sublingual absorption. Lewis, if I could.
Please.
So, go ahead. You do your thing. I'm sorry.
You pop one into your mouth and immediately you get that nicotine fix. You don't have to fucking be obnoxious and blow smoke into your friends' faces. You don't have to fucking hurt the people that are in your show. And maybe
they brought their inhalers.
No, they might actually have grounds for some sort of class action lawsuit in the future when they all get cancer. And all you got to do right now is go to ZippixToothpicks.com. That's Z-I-P-P-I-X Toothpicks.com. And when you check out, use the promo code LOS10, and you're going to get 10% off your entire order today. Once again, that's ZippixToothpicks.com. Use that promo code LOS10 for 10% off. All right, where were we? Yeah, no, but he was like, essentially, he was like, look, take a baby aspirin, wear your compression sleeve, don't sit on the flight the whole time, walk around a little bit, you're not going to have a blood clot and die. So I'm getting
probably.
Surgery. I'm getting surgery tomorrow.
And then you're flying on Thursday. You're going to fall asleep immediately on the plane and then wake up with blood clots.
My leg being amputated.
Yeah.
What happens if you have a blood clot? What is a blood clot?
Shoots to your heart.
Isn't that what Jamaicans call gay people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. What's a blood clot?
Yeah. That was a full point. I just caught a full point on the board, doggies. So.
Good full point.
Yeah. What is a blood clot, though? Like, what is it? What is it? I feel like you guys are like, what is going on? Fucking Dr. Alex over there. Pull up like a fun video. Give us something a little bit more interactive.
A fun video of a blood clot?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm clotting the blood clot. I'm here to tell you what I am. Way back in the time of dinosaurs.
Doggy, I'm just saying, she's pulling up medical documents and shit. What are we doing here?
You think it was a medical document?
See, look, this is much better. Look at this.
Or DVT.
Oh, shit. I got my mom used to get DVT for $200 an hour.
Complications occur when a clot breaks off and travels through the circulation system.
This is a live feed in Lewis's leg.
Why does it happen, though? It thinks an injury is occurring?
When it reaches a blood vessel, it cannot flow through.
Christ.
A blockage occurs.
Oh, shit.
This is called
in your dick.
Oh, and it's going, yep.
90% of the
good
time,
night.
It occurs in the lung.
Good night, Lewis, sweet
a
prince.
A pulmonary embolism is a life-threatening event.
My lung. That was my fucking knee. Why does my lung hurt?
My left lung. My left lung. Very specifically, my left lung.
Does anybody taste pennies? Clunk. Who's making toast?
What is that like? Mama? Is that you? It's like doing an impression of me.
You do great.
It'd be funny if you got a blood clot in Jamaica on your next trip.
A blood clot.
You're like, I got a blood clot. You're like, shoot him now, brother. I told you wasn't letting him in. Showed up looking like a testicle.
Doggy Lev is smashing right now.
I know, I love it.
We need to fucking. Nobody's
where are you?
Scott, jump in.
I was happy. I'm enjoying it.
Scott's in better shape than me. I need this.
Yeah, I don't want this to be an issue, you know? Just happy.
Do we know what the Martin Luther King tapes are?
Fucking feds.
They're just saying the
feds. Look at Bobby getting Alex's back, knowing that Alex is sleeping on the job. God damn it, Alex.
That said they heard it, said it was a lot of mumbo jumbo. That's racist.
Yeah, that's racist.
They're all mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, they were just explaining what they were cooking that night. Yeah. Come on.
That's what they call Dr. King's mother.
Yeah, that's his mother's recipe.
Oh, Mumbo Jumbo King?
Mumbo Jumbo.
Mumbo Jumbo King. Oh, yeah.
That's what Jamaicans call an aneurysm.
She died of a mumbo jumbo.
You put a little homemade cornbread in there.
So what else about? So how many? He had a bunch of mistresses. That's the thing about him, right?
Yeah, that's been a thing for years.
Wasn't he in love with a white woman?
He had a bunch of mistresses and he laughed at rape. He was a skank.
Oh yeah, dude. MLK rules. Dude.
Get out of my head, MLK.
Do they have? Do they know who his mistresses were? Not all of
them. Do we have some of them?
But there are pictures of some.
Alex is just gonna pull up descriptions of them in words.
I think Joan Baez slept with Martin Luther King. Yeah, Joan Baez fucked him.
Who's Joan Baez?
She was like a folk singer.
Ugly, right?
Yeah, you know, like folk singer at the time.
For a folk singer?
Yeah, you know.
Like you could tell our pussy stunks from across the stage.
No doubt. What, can we see Joan Baez, maybe? Let's see. Okay.
Oh.
She's cute.
Yeah,
that's not so bad.
That's not bad at all, dude. Looks like pre-pregnancy Alex.
Aww.
Before Alex ruined herself.
Aw, good on him.
That's like a early like Black Lives Matter person right there. Stay home for peace, holding a guitar she can't play.
Yeah, this is when Black Lives Matter people were still racist. They weren't that progressive.
Yeah. Joan Baez thought she was She thought she was being so fucking forward thinking, banging Martin Luther King. Yeah.
That's actually her in the statue holding his cock.
If like the parents wouldn't let you fuck any black guy but Martin Luther King, you know.
Even Dr. King, Dad? Yeah. Ah, shit, Mom. If you happen upon Dr. King,
look at him. He's out in public with her. Nobody had cameras back then. How often was he with her that he got caught on camera?
By the way, you can even see he's looking off like, motherfuck. He done got me again with that camera. Yeah. I don't know how to say that motherfucker screwing that light bulb in. I had the time. They caught you slipping. You're slipping, MLK. They caught you slipping again.
He's like, y'all never following Malcolm X around?
I'm just holding this white bitch hand because she dumb
than
a motherfucker.
Yeah, he puts his arm out like that so it looks like it's always a march. It's like, no, I'm not fucking this bitch. We're marching. It's a cause.
Now, hang on a second. Yeah. Now, hang on. This is different.
Uh-oh, look at that.
Oh, he was
He's drunk in this one. Look at that.
Because she my friend.
Yeah, they're at the festival right now.
He looks like he hasn't seen this camera yet. He's like, I think we lost him.
Yeah, he's taking her to a port-a-john right now. She's going to buy him liquor right now.
He's looking over there. He's like, that motherfucker behind that bush over there.
Yeah, where's your man? Okay.
The CIA agent dresses a bush right in front of him.
He's like, oh shit, 11 o'clock, fuck.
Oh man, I'm just coming to watch a little softball with this white lady. Motherfucker can't wear a suit to a park, watch a little softball with a white lady. Come on now. God bless him.
Who else? Was there more? He had to have others, right? We have pictures?
Yeah, he had a couple.
Let's see.
Say he had over 40, but we're only able to find pictures of four of them.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
I'm okay as a king.
Tell me more.
Let's see. Dorothy Cotton. Oh my God.
It's hard to pick her.
Yeah, get her, Lewis. No.
Actually, pick me.
Oh Christ, look at her now. She looks like she takes poltergeists out of black houses.
He left Dorothy gone.
Oh, she looks like she's watching Legion of Skanks. You what? You making fun of me? I'm making fun of you, motherfucker.
I like the fat one. No, the other one. Yeah,
go to the light, Keisha Ann. Go to the light.
Oh, when they make black poltergeist?
Yeah, black poltergeist.
The black poltergeist would rule, dude.
She looks like she's laughing at him for getting caught with a white woman.
Yeah.
And Black Poltergeist, the TV's like that because the cable's off.
Yeah. They're here to repossess the car.
In 7 days, they will take back the land.
Go into the light, Caroline. Pick me up a pack of smokes while you're
Who else?
Okay.
Betty Moitz, another white woman.
Nice. Love that white pussy, dude. White is right. I've always said that.
He said, look, I have a dream that one day black bitches be sucking that dick, but as of now, it's just a dream.
And then this bitch.
Oh, hell yeah.
Jermaine Fowler.
This is Clara Ward.
Yeah. Let's see if she smiles, her lips are going to go into her nostrils.
Yeah, she's not attractive, dude. He could have done better. He was the fucking leader of the whole shit. I saw a great meme today. It's such a funny thing when, like, racists try to, like, own... Like, it wasn't even racist, but it was just like a... I don't even know who it was. It had to be like a right winger, though. It was probably Kumi or somebody, right? So, yeah, racist. But it was like, it said, like no violent fucking, what did it say? Fuck.
I love you're shitting on Alex for not knowing the story.
No. I couldn't remember a meme. No, it's like, it was like, never used violence, never threw, never burnt anything, never did anything. Martin Luther King, then it was like hashtag MLK. And I was like, you don't fucking care about MLK. You just want to shit on BLM through MLK. Is that crazy?
No, you're right.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, dude. It's great.
I thought it was a great point.
Throw a half a point up there for Lewis.
No, I won't take a half point on that. I thought it was hilarious.
No points.
No points. I didn't get the points.
Lou, nothing burn, nothing attack, no one. Change the world.
Yeah. Okay.
He did it one white pussy at a time.
No, but I'm saying this was made by somebody who hates black people.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I did make it, but that's not what I was going for.
you're right.
You're saying Kumia made the meme?
No, it's not really Kumia.
Oh. I thought it was Kumia. You're just saying you think somebody who's racist made that.
Yeah.
Tend to look not racist.
You know, guys,
seem angry like you didn't think of it first.
I am furious.
I love that your algorithm is just racist memes.
It is.
It's so much racist memes, and when a good one comes up, Lewis goes, nah, this is a racist must have made this one. There's a racist involved here.
So that was it. It was mistresses. All right, fuck it, whatever.
That was all of them?
That was all
of
his mistresses?
Yeah, those were the ones that we were able to find pictures of.
So, yay, I'm okay, yay. What, is this his birthday?
Yeah.
His birthday. Well, it's a month. It's not actually his birthday.
No, the 5th, yesterday was his birthday.
Because it's always the Monday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the day I came out of a vagina, but I came in many more.
Hell yeah, dude. Come on. I don't know what happened. Like,
come on.
The show...
Come on.
This audience is unforgiving today. They don't like, if they're not on board with a bit, they're like, no, dude, sorry, it ain't happening.
Well, because you made it a fucking competition when we walked in.
I did do that. That wasn't
such
okay.
Such a knucklehead dog.
And I said it was all Lewis, man, but what a great idea to keep you guys on your heels the entire show.
Yeah.
I really
feel friends
for...
and laugh together so I can come back someday, you know? Dick.
Oh, this kind of rules. All right, so we didn't talk about this. The female officer who fucked all of her coworkers. That's like been like the biggest fucking meme in the Legion of Skanks Facebook group. Every day it's like 100 of those memes.
I haven't heard about this one.
Yeah, you have.
I haven't peeked into it. I knew it'd come up.
Yeah. No, this chick, she's not hot at all, first of all. That's the problem. If she was hot, this would be my favorite story ever. But she's like a little fucking, she's a little like pinheaded fucking white chick. And she, I guess, what's the deal? She was, like, fucking all of her coworkers, and they got suspended, or they got fired, right?
At the same time, right?
Yeah, she was having orgies with all of her, like, police coworkers.
Get it, girl.
And then they found out about it. Are these all the guys in this article? Are they just pointing at all the guys that she's fucking?
Yeah, man, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, the dog fucked her, too.
Dougie, they pulled this.
They rank him, too. He's number one.
They pulled this guy up just to make every guy reading the article, every white guy go, damn, dude, fuck.
Yeah, he's top dog.
Fuck.
I only did the booty hole.
I mean, if you're gonna do it, if you're gonna try to fuck all the guys in your police force, you're doing it for this guy. Like you're doing it like this is like you're trying to get him, right?
Look, I don't like fucking at work, but it is what it is. She laid it down, I put it down on her.
Was it like a SWAT team situation? Was it like, we all got to go in together? Like, was it she only wanted to fuck him, but he was like, boys, come on.
Oh, like her mouth's open, the guy goes.
Yeah, exactly.
It was more of a twat team situation.
Hell yeah.
I can't drink alcohol the night before a surgery, right?
Hell yes, you can. It says no. It thins your blood, which is the opposite of a blood clot. We just read that, right, gang? It's the if thinning blood is the opposite of a blood clot, right?
Yeah.
So drink.
I want to drink so badly right now.
I agree.
Jay, what are you doing?
It's probably gonna be. I'm sending Bobby something.
Can you pull up if it's okay to drink? What are you doing?
I don't.
It's so distracting.
Aren't you supposed to not have any liquids before 12 hours within a surgery?
No, they said after midnight I can't eat or drink anything.
Like a gremlin?
Yeah, he's a mogwai.
I can't get wet.
How about if I get you wet? Yeah.
I can't get wet.
Gizmo!
I can't get wet like Alex. Sorry, Alex. I don't know why I'm attacking you and your body today. I don't know what's happening today.
I actually work very hard for the show.
I'm aggressive today, and I don't know what it is. Alex is pissing me off. I know she's leaving soon, so maybe I'm just lashing out.
She's done nothing wrong.
You're like, Alex, you can't get wet. Meanwhile, her water just broke.
She's been holding it in and just trying to get through the show. Jay, how long is it taking for you to send this thing?
I'm not good at
it's fucking
like this.
Wild, dude. Just give him your phone, dude.
Hang on.
See, his problem. Jay's a shady bitch.
I got it.
Won't just give him your phone because he doesn't want you to see what he does.
There's nothing to see.
I bet there is some shit.
Let me
see your phone. Let me see your phone.
Let me see your phone real quick.
All right.
Phone trade.
So Lewis goes, decoy phone.
Yeah.
Oldest trick in the book, doggy. Just a phone made of wood.
3, 2, 1, self-destruct.
You should have it now. It's a video I was trying to show you guys last week.
You want to play phone chicken right now? We just read what's in each other's phones?
No, it'll bore people probably.
It'll bore people, I'm sure.
Oh, you want to do it that bad?
Kind of.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I do.
I want to read your booby shit.
Let's go phone chicken, baby.
I do with Scott. He's clenching for...
Also, by the way, is that what you think a chicken sounds like, Zach?
Dude, I can feel the nervousness between you guys.
Well, because really what it is I'm thinking how quickly he could get to something that I wouldn't want him to read on the show. And I think I could get to something in his phone quicker. And then whoever said taps out first technically loses, and then it's over.
I'm fat and slow with my hand movements, too.
Just pour alcohol on his head, light him on fire.
Yeah, what you
turned outward.
You completely fucking telegraphed it. That's what you go.
Boy, is this an unnatural way to sit?
Lewis, what kind of weird text would Jay have the week after getting back from AVN?
Yeah, dude. I fell in love 8 times out there. Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here, Legion of Skanks. Of course, that's Sheath Underwear. You know what's up. You know your nuts and dick never want to touch. I know. That's exclusively your jam, dude. Yeah. I wear them also, but like, well, me and you probably wear them the same, right? Just like regular underwear. You don't, like, yank your wiener through the hole.
When I'm trying to impress my chick, I do. I jerk my dick a little bit to make it kind of hard. Then I put it through the hole. Then I come out like, hey, feast your eyes on this.
Yeah, and you're like,
acting like she doesn't know what my dick really looks like.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, it's been in this pouch all day. Not just only this, my dick a little bit hard so it can go through.
Yeah.
Certainly not that, if that's what you think, you dumb bitch.
The point is, if you do not have a massive dick, you don't have to use the dual pouch technology. But
that
if you do have a
point.
Nice packaging dick, it'll make you look like a goddamn underwear model.
It is. It's really going to separate your fucking, your dick and balls, but...
I thought you were going to say something more creative than that.
You know what I was going to say? I was going to say Frank and Beans, and I'm like, that's so hacky that I just like gave up totally. And I was like, it'll separate your penis and testicles. I don't
give a shit. Right now, go to sheathunderwear.com. Check out their incredible line of products. They have the best underwear literally in the world. Sheathunderwear.com is a website. And use the promo code SKANKS when you check out. 20% off your entire order. What a fucking great deal. Sheathunderwear.com. All right, let's get back into it. All right, so look, this is kind of crazy, right? You didn't know this, Jay. Justin Roiland, the creator of Rick and Morty, is... first of all, I found out a few days ago that he was arrested in 2020 for... they said kidnapping, right? False imprisonment and, like, domestic
violence,
abuse, right?
Yeah.
But when you hear that, that's a... Once you're as old as I am and have been in enough toxic relationships, you will realize that... If you just put your hand on the door, that's technically false imprisonment.
Okay. Do you know what they'll call kidnapping in this fucking town?
Who hasn't kidnapped? What are we fucking... What are we... Oh, really? You ever kidnapped? You ever kidnapped? Shut up, dude. Shut up, dude. That, but that's... So that came out a few days ago, right? And then a whole other story leaked. Like, all these chicks started going online and, like, underage chicks being like, yeah, this guy's been fucking grooming me. It's like a whole other D'Elia situation happening with fucking Justin Roiland right now. And I love Rick and Morty. I think it's a great show. So I give him a pass.
You're okay with it?
I'm okay with whatever he did. I mean, I'm not going to not get another season of Rick and Morty for this shit. For what? For what? For some fucking...
Not only...
Grooming?
Not only is he sexting the young ladies, also did a Chinese impression in DM.
Really?
Was my favorite part.
How do you do that?
The girl's like,
fa, 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 fa.
And he wrote, is so right, me so Chinese. Dude, rules. He's the best.
He goes, that guy never stops writing good.
Yeah, I mean, he's just such a good writer that it's like, God, this is the most well-constructed rape. The references to the movies he makes in the rapes is amazing.
There's one girl he straight up calls jailbait the whole conversation.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, dude, he's fucking living.
Bring him up.
He's living on the edge, dude.
You know, listen to me, dude.
I think he's got to be an alcoholic.
You can't create greatness without being a little fucked up. That's what I say. Give him a pass.
Yeah.
I even like Solar Opposites. God damn it. I need another season.
Is that him too?
Yeah, he's Solar Opposites as well.
Oh, wow. Let's see. I didn't know that.
What if it's just mine and Jay's text? Whoops. Hey, whoa, ow.
Whoa. Chill.
Hey, who, ha, hey. Actually, our texts to each other would probably be more damning and incriminating than anything else.
Yeah, yeah. You're not wrong. I think you sent me a picture of your dick a lot over the years.
It's so funny when it's a guy. But when it's a girl that doesn't want it, oh. It's a whole to-do.
So much. That's happened to you?
It's a whole to-do.
You've sent a dick pic that was not wanted?
No,
ever?
Never in my life. I've never just sent a girl a dick pic because, first of all, I don't have a big dick. So if I'm, like, sending a girl a dick pic, it's because we're in the midst of texting.
Yeah, yeah. But you've sent it a lot?
I really pronounce midst.
Midst.
In the really, midst of texting.
I was in the midst. I really got all the letters in there. Hey, fucking dab turn. How about you give me a dab, you dickhead? We got to hold on. Let me get this guy, Jake, who showed up. And we started the dab turn Olympics this week, right? Dab turn Olympics. We got it. But it's fine. Don't worry. Da, da, da. Dab turn. So he fucking, this guy is the only one who showed up, right? And he's like, I'm the perfect dab turn dude. His name's Jake. This cocksucker hasn't given us a goddamn dab yet. What's the whole point of being a dab turn if you're not going to give us a dab, Jake?
Can you dab before a surgery, Lewis?
Fuck, dude. Can you look that up? Can I dab before surgery?
Dab definitely increases the chance of blood clot.
By the way, I've never cold started a dab in my life.
Yeah, I know. That's what everybody says. You were killing me. You still have it, Lewis? I did that one. Yeah.
Hey, Jake, don't get cocky.
Why? He's the only one here. How can he not be cocky when he's the only contestant in an Olympics?
Also, he's in dead last place and dead first place.
He's dead.
He's dead. That was good, dude. Give Jay a cold sort of dab. No. Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, there's another dab turn. Oh, shit. But listen to me. That dab turn, and I'm... Come up here for a second, dude. Come here for one second, dude. This dab turn, literally, and I mean this, thank you very much for these dabs. But he has a giant cum stain all over his sweater. If you see it.
Yeah.
I mean, just jizz shot all over his fucking sweater.
Yeah.
Thick and deep.
This guy's dabs definitely have fentanyl in them.
Yeah, dude. I mean, what am I... This guy, you did show up with some dabs. What's your name, dude? Ew, he's licking it. What's your name?
Garrett.
Garrett. Yeah. Dude, Garrett's a fucking... You're a scary individual, Garrett. Dude, there's something about Garrett that is fucking horrifying.
Yeah, he looks like he's on the brink.
Look at his face, dude.
He's at a pivotal moment where he's deciding between two very different haircuts.
Garrett, what is your deal, dude? Where are you from?
Florida.
Florida? Hell yeah. And you live here now?
Trying to, yeah.
You're trying to. So you're going to move here to be our dab turn?
Yeah.
I don't believe you, dude. I believe you had dabs in your pockets and you saw the opportunity and you said, you know what, dude? I have cum on my shirt and I have this kink where I want the Legion of Skanks to see my cum and I'm going to jerk off to this later.
Something about this guy. I don't know. Like he hits chicks or something?
This
I don't know what it
really,
is.
This guy's really behind me, right? Like I'm not just seeing that?
Yeah.
What? He looks like a ghost in The Shining.
That would be an imaginary friend to the Legion of Skanks audience.
I drove all the way up here from Chapel Grove just to assassinate you with a dab.
You haven't met my imaginary friend, Paul?
All right, wait, hold on. Wait, Garrett, Jake's coming with a cold starter dab for Big J. Look at this. I mean, Garrett, how are you going to compete with this? Look what Jake's doing right now. He's actually giving us dabs. Can you just hand us a jar? I don't even know how to open this right now, dude.
Yeah, this is like when you go to get a haircut, yeah, you know, and your guy is cutting everybody else's hair. You're just like, I'll wait for him. I'm sorry, man. But I would really like a dab from him.
We're going to try his dabs? Look, by the way, can I say, dude, this is why Jake is fucking out alphaing you like a motherfucker right now, dude.
Yeah.
This is the confidence that he had. Jake just said, hey, dude, we'll smoke some of his dabs right now. And then he shouldered you out of the way, and now we're going to smoke your dabs as you stare on. Dude, God damn it, you, Jake, you're still in first place,
doggy. He doesn't give a fuck that you look like a truck stop murderer.
Dude, you're behind him.
He sees past that. He sees the bitch in you, dude.
You're behind him, dude. Hit him over the head with that heavy mic.
Can I say, I want you to stand behind Zach the rest of the show.
Oh, no.
Okay. On one foot.
Just baby.
Bark like a dog. A big dog. Woof, 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 woof. Come on, guys. What's that reference? First one to say it gets a dab. Right there, dog. You get a dab. I think they're your dabs. But I'm pretty sure you're hanging out with one of the dab turns, but you get one too, dude. Hell yeah. We're doing trivia today on the show. We're fucking breaking barriers.
Do they have the messages? With Justin Roiland, I'd love to see them.
Dude, when you make a cartoon, I mean, you're just playing in traffic. How many young girls are you gonna fucking have to avoid fucking? Create their thing.
You created the Powerpuff Girls? God, I would have sex with you. Yeah. It's just an idea I had. I'm an executive.
Yeah, but in 2015, like being this Chinese in the DM was still working. That was a hot time.
Yeah, that was what got them the deal at Adult Swim. It was written in
that was
fake Chinese.
Time.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't. Can you make it bigger?
That's what she said.
Nice.
What he said.
Nice.
Said? That's what someone said.
Nope.
Still can't see it. Also, is blue him or is white him?
White is
he.
What? Oh yeah. Sorry. Sorry, at the airport, he says. It's insane in the membrane. Oh, yuck.
Yes, you know, I like it. I like that he talks that way.
Oh, my fucking God.
Dude, he talks in teenage girl language.
Yeah, it's insane in the membrane.
Yeah, but when he was a teenager, that's not even teenage girl language.
Yeah. It's true.
She's like, what are you saying?
Like, anyway, I'm about to go backstage to Harry Styles. What time is it there now?
11:37, Daddy.
Ooh. Oh, so raid.
Oh, shit.
It's so raid. And me so Chinese.
Holy shit.
I would watch this show.
Yeah. This is good.
And she says, I have school tomorrow, sad face.
Oh, school tomorrow? Oh, no.
Fuck my life.
You should just run away from home and go into sex slavery, you fucking stupid
yes.
faggot.
What the fuck?
Just kidding.
He's just kidding.
He's just kidding.
Roiland. 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 Dude, anytime, dude, this is going to be a new thing. I'm just going to get super aggressive with a girl like that out of nowhere, and I'm going to call it a Roiland.
Oh, baby, I'm just roiling with you.
roiling.
Okay. Would you do video game reviews and stuff like that? I bet you'd do good.
Just playing games and shit?
Then once you turn 18, you can just start cam whoring.
Yes.
The fuck?
Roiling.
He said once he turns 18...
On one hand, he's giving these bitches a business plan, dude.
The man says what we think.
It's coming off like bullying. It's like his defense can almost be like I was making fun of them. He's not...
Why are you such jailbait?
Yeah, he's just bullying them.
What's wrong with you in that regard? You should grow older, you dumb bitch.
His defense was like, no.
Roiland. Hold on, Rick and Morty was out in 2015?
Roiland, yeah, dude.
I didn't know I was out for that long.
So good at multitasking.
I mean, what is the statute of limitations on this stuff?
Is it cool being a jailbait? Does the FBI follow you around arresting all the men you sleep with? What a scuzz, dude.
I mean, that wasn't even a good Roiland.
Maybe I will. I want to meet you in real life, jailbait, so I can help you not be a homo.
What?
I'm Atlanta drunk.
Holy shit.
Roiland. I want to help you not be such a homo. Doggy, he does it with such grace that I almost respect it.
He's fucking...
Look, he's a creep.
He's like a creep. He gave a seventh grader his phone.
That's neither here nor there. He's a creep, no shit, but you can't appreciate how good he is at it?
Yeah, I mean, he's winging it. He's like, fuck it. Come get me. Is there more? Shit, yeah, I didn't. I'm really sorry. Fuck, that's not cool at all. Jesus. This is not me whatsoever. I literally didn't get consent.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
Hold on. I got to get into character. Hold on. I didn't read ahead. Should she be crying or is she kind of laughing this one off?
Gee, Rick, how are we going to get out of this one?
I mean, you said after that you thought it turned me on to be forced. I don't think that it was your exact word into it. And I told you that I would have preferred it didn't happen.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm really sorry.
No, I was, like, not consenting. I was, like, saying no and other things, but not very forcefully. Jesus Christ,
dude. Maybe I should come back and help you stop being a homo. I'm Atlanta drunk.
I'm going to fuck you right in your pussy, you queer.
That's the funniest, like, fuckboy way to be like, yo, I literally didn't get consent. Like, he's, like, asking, like, a question.
Yeah, I love it.
Are you sure? No? Was that not you?
Wallet, keys, phone. Consent. Fuck!
It's in my sport coat.
I thought you said don't vape, not don't rape.
Is there more? Damn. This
Jesus,
is great.
Jesus, Roland, chill. Stop leaving such a paper trail.
How do you have time to write the show?
She's still blue, right?
This guy loves to fucking write.
Yeah. Whatever part of this show
he just wants to be writing at all times. It doesn't matter what it is.
The artist's way.
Whenever the show tips off, this is it. It's because he got way too... And he was just like, I don't know, wubble lubba dub dub. And then fucking... I go back and text these 16-year-olds. And this time, I don't know, they're in space.
I don't know, there's a lot of Ricks. Do the blue, Lewis.
I'm hoping I can snag one when they release more. Basically walking distance, yeah?
The cool thing about passes is that they never ID once you have it. We should hang if I'm not too insanely fucked. We usually stay at the Hyatt and go to all the Adult Swim things.
Yeah, totally. I'm not worried about getting in. I usually figure it out.
Fuck her, too.
That wasn't that bad. Shut up, Alex. Whose side are you on, bitch? Rick and Morty.
Yeah, that was like his defenses.
Come on. You love Rick and Morty. You're on a show called Stick and Portly, you fucking... Oh, now it should be called Portly and Portly, you pig.
Stop it. No, I don't mean that. You are a fat pig, but... I mean, don't stop doing the show. Love it. This is him. Come on, Ryan. Tell them about our trip to Death Valley together. Underage girls hiking while intoxicated, peeing in the guest center room, clogging the bathroom toilet, and flooding the hotel room. Name me two people who went through a wild ride like that together who aren't the best of friends till death grips them and eternal horrors fill the void left.
This is like in a movie where somebody's wearing a wire and he says his exact plan.
Yeah. He goes, can you say that again to my flower, Justin? Yeah, we kidnap the bitch, rape her, kill her, bury her in the Mojave Desert. Why do you want me to say it again? He goes, Mojave Desert. What would you say the longitude latitude of that is? Into the flower, please.
Dude, that literally read like Morty dialogue, though.
Pay no attention to my novelty hat.
Dougie, it's wild how brazen he is. Did he not? I mean, 2015, we knew where the internet was going at that point. We got it. We're like, all right, you know, it's crazy. And who saves text messages for this long? I don't know what I wrote in 2015. Are bitches out there saving those texts? Get the fuck out of here.
Hilarious. Lewis is okay with me reading through his phone now, but he's not wanting to see what happened in 2015.
I know what you...
It was a different world!
I don't know where I was, who I was with, what I was
doing. I know where you were at in 2015. You were promising Kim Congdon a podcast.
Wait, he gave it to her, though. He gave you. You gave it to her.
That was after. That was after.
There's more, right? There's more?
Oh, 2015, I was with my baby's mama.
But you said it's sad.
Yeah. Hold up, there's more lyrics after that.
Yeah.
It's like then, Mambo number 5.
Yeah. She got jungle fever. She got jungle fever. A little bit of Compton in the sun.
A little bit of Karen in my life.
A little bit of Karen in my life. Feet hands all I need. Whoa. I got. Some Puerto Rican girl from D.C. in my life. Another girl from Texas. Blah, blah, blah. A little bit of this one's all I need. An open micer has already quit because of my seat. Whoa! Went bad at that.
That's great. It's a great show today, guys.
The dance break is one of the ones we can't say.
It's too bad one of you guys are never going to be back. There's more?
Let's see.
Bring it. And he writes back.
Allie Nine Inch Nails. Hold on. Is she a real blue check or did she buy it for $8? I'll say more later. For now, I'll just share the types of quote unquote funny DMs that Justin Roiland would send me. Posted and deleted this last night because I was worried about any backlash, but this dude made me, someone who wrote a Rick and Morty concept album, never watch a show again. Women posting L's. That should be on.
Justin Roiland writes, can you write a song about nine dicks of different size and ethnic origins hanging above your face and then in the lyrics describe how they each splatter you with semen? But important, the larger message of the song is about how we are all the same and no more racism. Who's so the guy's funny? Who's the man? If you make pedophilia, you're funny. I mean, come on. Who's this Lee character? Why does he, she, have to find parking? Why are you a huge faggot? Answer later. Sorry, Allie. I'm okay. My fourth glass of wine. This was all off record. Don't break my trust, you asshole. Just kidding. You're all right. Roiland.
You've been Roiland. Yeah.
He's how quickly does just kidding autofill in this guy's fucking phone?
Yeah. That's funny. He goes, he was JKing, bitch. Chill out.
Yeah. So does that mean no more Rick and Morty? None of these Adult Swim and they haven't commented on it, right? But there's no way they're going to make another Rick and Morty. Are you yawning in my fucking face? You're up on stage yawning at the audience.
They're signed up.
Showing them they should be yawning.
Don't they have like 6 more seasons already signed? Because it was a 7 season order, right? They got yes.
Isn't he? But so it's him and another guy,
Dan Harmon. But he got shit a while back.
Is he the one who does the voices of both Rick and Morty?
No, Roy does the voice. I think Dan's the more of the writer, and Justin's the voices.
No, yeah, Justin does all the voices.
Yeah.
Damn it.
He could do it from jail. They have Zooms. Zoom all his lines.
Damn it.
Nah, don't worry, dude. It's fine.
We're going to lose Rick and Morty? Damn it. First we lost Cosby.
Yeah. Please. Hey, can I say something? Seth MacFarlane, don't fuck a kid or something. Just please. Stay fuck closeted me. Gay.
Dude, I don't want any of my fucking shows. I mean, dude, well, here's the thing, right? A TV show, how many fucking cast members are there? How many directors? How many producers? There's a bazillion people. How are you going to fucking find a TV show that doesn't have somebody raping children? Okay? So just let them make fucking Rick and Morty. I just found Rick and Morty last year. It's so great.
That wasn't a thought out speech. I'm...
Lewis. Lewis.
Which color is he here? Okay, so Lewis, you start.
I am not sexually, very sexually. All right, stop yelling, Bobby.
Jesus Christ, Bobby. What the fuck? That was, I'll tell you what, I'm never sticking up for Lewis that much, but that was aggressive for no reason.
Super aggressive.
You didn't say it. He's in a good mood.
I'm being silly. I'm in a silly mood today. We're just fucking around.
Papa's not drunk yet. He's not hitting us.
Oh, I can't get drunk because of my stupid fucking faggot surgery. Roiland.
Roiland.
Roiland. Now they just call anything faggot and it's a Roiland? Like, what? It's Roiland. I'm doing Roiland.
Classic Roiland, dude. Roiland said it. I can't say it.
I'm not very sexually experienced. I've never really been in a consensual situation. Oh, God.
Oh, my God, sack.
No. Oh, my God.
Like, that is a red flag.
At this point, I just fucking block her. I'm like, I can't deal with your fucking... And I'm not even saying that she's, you know, she is a victim, but that's a lot to throw on me. I don't even know you, bitch. I'm Roiland.
I'm just roiling through town. I didn't know all this heavy shit right now.
It's got super dark.
I haven't had much sexual experience outside of my uncle butt-fucking me while my parents were asleep one room away.
I've only ever
But don't worry, Rick and Morty was on the TV the whole time.
Got me through some of my darkest times.
I've only ever been used, and I'm a bit lost. I want to own my sexuality now, but I am afraid of being objectified, and things are very hard for me.
Oh, no, that's really heartbreaking. Oh, you know what? You will get to own it and enjoy it. You just need to be with someone who puts your pleasure at the same level as theirs. Not going to lie, I have kinks around what you just said. But, I am also so focused on my partner's pleasure.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Often above my own.
He eats pussy all day.
All day long. Roiland. Roy. Now Christine's cheering too. Roy.
Yeah, by the way, when you eat your girl's pussy tonight, say Roiland over and over again. And see if it can make her come. I bet you it's fucking. Dude, just say all the rapists. Say Cosby, Roiland,
Gomez.
Jay. It's hard to say Jay while sucking pussy.
By the way, Louis J. Gomez would definitely, if you just say Louis J. over and over again. Into a girl's pussy? Louis J. Louis J. Louis J.
The vagina says the N-word back.
After a few years, yeah. Usually.
Queefing N-words at you.
But how crazy is it? She texted him like, I've only been raped. And he's like, that's fine. I have a rape fetish.
He's like, I'm actually super stoked on rape myself, but I do know that other people, I know it's an acquired taste.
It's a winky dink.
Your experience lines up with mine perfectly.
Damn. Lewis, show me this. You've brought this into my life, but I haven't found. Is it Facebook? What's Soft White Underbelly? Is it Instagram, Facebook?
Let's do plugs first, and then we'll do it.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Hey, you guys decide for the last time ever which one of you will possibly be giving their plugs on this show.
I'll go first, I guess. This weekend in Hartford, Connecticut, City Steam, headlining Friday, Saturday night. Please come out to that. Love Friend Friends every month of the stand usually sells out. Hot lineups show up, and I have a podcast, The Lev First Show. I think you'd like it. Follow me on social media. You guys are the best, and that's it.
Hell yeah, Lev Fur fucking doing better than anyone thought. Come on, folks. Come on, folks.
I got another podcast out for smokes with Mike Racine and Sean McCarthy. It's super fun and good. I also have another podcast, Wrestle Roast, with Dan St. Germain, Mike Lawrence, and Robert Karpolis. So check those out.
Hell yeah. Fuck
dude. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Zachary?
January the 22nd, Catalyst Wrestling is going to be at the Bell House in Brooklyn. I think I'm managing like two matches on that. Come out. It should be really fucking badass.
Can I go?
Look, oh, you want me to go? I'll go.
Yeah, you go.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. I'm all over the fucking place. If you're listening live this weekend, I'll be in Sacramento for the first time in a couple years, so please come check me out, Sacramento Punchline. After that, first weekend of February, me and Lewis are going to be at the Foxwoods Resort Casino Fox Theater on Friday, and then February 4th, the Wilbur Theater. Some tickets are still available for that. Paco, I think, joining us on that one.
Paco? Well, now tickets are going to go.
Yeah. Paco's going to document the whole thing for us. It'll be fun. But again, all over the fucking place. Nashville Zany's coming up. St. Louis. So, yeah, a whole bunch of stuff. And then a bunch of fun things coming in the summer. My special coming out, I think, March. March, first weekend of March, so check out for that. Very excited. I'll be doing a bunch of promo for that shit coming up soon. And then, of course, the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network and the Bonfire 5 days a week on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103.
Sick. A lot of live stuff coming up this weekend. House of Comedy, Bloomington, Minnesota with the great Aaron Berg. And then next weekend, we are finishing off our tour at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Come out to those shows. Then I'm taking a little break for February. I'm doing those shows with Jay. But then I'm back out on the road. I'll be in Yonkers in March, San Diego. St. Louis is coming up. Houston's coming up. Lafayette, Louisiana. Lots of other cities, all on lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the On Demand Library. All the shows here on the network, including access to the Racist Live Chat, which I'm going to read from tonight on tonight's show, which I never do. But I'm going to do that. Why not, right? Fucking give them a little bit of love.
Sure.
You know, ask a question on the Race Live Chat. I'll take your question now. How about that?
Ask me anything.
We'll do an Ask Me Anything right now. I'll throw them out to the boys as we're doing the show, as we're doing this other segment.
Ask me anything.
Subscribe to my Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And yeah.
You guys all consent to ask me anything? Okay, fine, you do. They're good.
Yes.
What do you say we're going to watch right now?
The Soft White Underbelly.
Okay. Yeah, because you love Soft White Underbelly. Is it a Facebook group?
They're coming to New York. Did you send me the link? They're coming to New York and they're looking for people to interview. They're like, we're looking for people with interesting stories and backgrounds, and I want to see if they'll interview the Legion of Skanks.
What are they? They're just like they interview weird people.
They interview like people that are
like fringe, like prostitutes.
Yeah, a lot of addicts, yeah. Like, but I mean, I guess there's probably some other people. Look, retired horse jockey. There's that guy. He's not a crack addict.
Look at his views.
One hour and 18 minutes of jockey talk?
Yeah, he's super cohesive. Dude. The fucking junkies, they have to cut off after 13 minutes.
They interviewed Mamie White.
Yeah, she's like, look, if I don't suck your dick in the next 10 minutes, you're going to have to pay for another half hour.
No, Jay, one of them, they interviewed Mamie White from Wild Wonderful White.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she gives an update.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, Sue Bob got the drugs got a hold of Sue Bob.
No shit.
Yeah, she's in the joint.
I've watched their, you ever see the kid who does the, what do you call it, the Boone County mating call?
Yeah.
With the pills. He has a podcast, and it's just him talking to the chat while the people from Wild and Wonderful Whites walk around behind them, just come in.
Oh, I need
to watch TV behind him. It's pretty great. It's pretty bad.
Oh, Dawn Keyballs in the Racist Live Chat says, Lewis, can you tell Scott to move over because hot chicks?
So, yeah, where?
You're blocking the hot chicks. What's up, sluts? Girls, kiss each other. Come on, real quick.
Kiss.
Come on, kiss each other. Come on, pretend it's the 90s. Just kiss it. Yes.
Roy Lind.
Oh, you faggots.
Roy Lind.
Look at these faggots kissing.
Damn, you girls are so fucking gay.
They literally gave consent.
Oh, shit. We didn't ask if it was okay.
Hold on. Scott, move your head again. Girls, lick each other's pussies real quick. Come on.
69.
Come on.
69.
These chicks are hot. Oh, she's going to suck her titty. She's going to suck her titty.
Scott, you're blocking where their pussies are.
Yeah, dude. Scott. Scott.
The one on the left is super into it. Damn, you girls party.
Scott, get the fuck out of here.
These girls are ready, dude. They're real sluts. Real live sluts, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, the sluts in the wild.
Look at them.
Look at them in their natural habitat.
They're so thirsty.
A bar. Penises everywhere. They can hardly contain themselves.
Surrounded by cocks, they can barely stop from feasting while the cameras are on.
What? Get out of the way, Jake. We're looking at the hot chicks. Two fucking hillbilly.
Oh, great. Jake walked by.
Two women unknowingly walk into the wrong show.
Damn. Jake
went from... Are you guys even fans of this podcast, or you just happen to be here? You're a huge fan. Okay, thank God, because we get in trouble sometimes, and it becomes a whole to-do. Because you don't look
he
like you guys
being a fan
be.
Makes it okay. That's the best part.
Yes,
you a fan? No. Cool. Fuck it. All right. Shut up then, bitch. Listen.
Yeah, if they're fans, they get what we do. They know what they're in for, right?
Sometimes they're not fans, and it's gone left.
Yeah.
Girls, just get out of here before we get Atlanta drunk.
That's the only rule.
Damn, dude.
Why don't you be a cam whore, you dumb faggots?
So wait, you're a fan and you're not a fan. But you're a huge fan. She's a new fan. Hell yeah, these bitches are ready. Look how ready they are. Folks, this is what a ready woman looks like. This is called presenting.
She ready.
These girls are a fucking
she
down.
Ready.
I'm having a surgery tomorrow. I may die after tonight, so I could. We'll see what happens, ladies.
What? No,
might be my last night on earth.
He's going to die on the plane, though. So if you're going to fuck him, I'd say now's the time.
I'm going to have a blood clot. It shoots right to my cock.
Why is the other dab guy over there soaking a rag?
Yeah, dude. Other dab guys.
He's got new dabs. He's going. Yeah. He goes, oh, I thought it was the Huff Turn Olympics. Dude,
other dab guy looks like he's trying to fucking smother Paco's puppy.
Are we going to start huffing? No, that puppy's a rapist. Yeah, remember you guys all got sad?
All right.
Softwood underbelly.
Let's see. Softwood underbelly. Yeah, that's right.
Do we have an Ask Me Anything?
I'll see. Has anybody put any questions in the chat? I'll tell you. Put the software on your belly, and I'll tell you.
Okay. An inbred family.
Oh, shit. Yes, Bricks in the racist live chat already put deep fake nudes of these two girls. Can we show it? Can we show it on the screen? Can we show it on the screen? You got get them saying yes so we can show their deep fakes on the screen. Say yes. Give consent. Move your head, Scott. Yeah, show the deep fakes. It's in the racist live chat. Pretty toy.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Make it bigger.
Hey, Bobby, can you make that go away and just focus more on us?
Bricks rules. He works so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we never incorporate the racist live chat in the Legion of Skanks. What a fucking day today.
What a fucking day.
Real quick, Zach, I got to tell you right now, I'm super high because I've been smoking Yo Delta 8 THC.
Roiland.
Of course, Yo Delta Vampire would be a fan of Justin Roiland.
Oh, so what, dude? 16 what? There was no age of consent when I was a kid, dude.
Yeah, that is true, but that was a very long time ago. That was literally the 1200s.
Oh, Viking times. You took what you wanted. Old enough to bleed, old enough to butcher.
Well, listen, Yo Delta Vampire, I'll tell you right now, we've been having a great time here today on the show. Yeah. And one of the reasons I think is because I'm super stoned.
You are super stoned. You're whacked off that Delta 8, vapes and gummies. Double duty. That's called the candy flipping of the vaping gummy world.
They don't call it that, but they do have vapes and gummies. They're both very, very potent. Zach, I know you use them all the time.
Yes, I do. In fact, these products should be taken responsibly.
They really should be. So right now, go to yodelta.com and use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order. It's already cheaper than regular weed, so why not get it? It's legal. It's sent to your door. It's an amazing time, guys.
Lewis, who are you leaning towards? Lev or Scott?
Ooh, I mean, I was rooting for Scott, but Lev seems to be punching him up right now.
God, you're so attracted to him.
No, I'm not.
You think with your big head, stupid.
All right, where were we? All right, so let's see the soft white underbelly shit. All right, Bobby. Can I also say the race live chat? Let me know how is the audio better? Let me know. Let me know right now. Because I'd like to give Alex a little bit of shit.
Somebody said, Og.
It's better? All right. Well, Bobby says it's better, so it must be. What is
we don't care about this, right?
Alex, please, chill with the words.
This is the interview.
Alex loves throwing words
they're
at us.
They're interviewing an inbred Appalachian family.
Alex. Do I have to go to Atlanta drunk and take the homo reader out of you?
It's funny to be in the background, you just hear real ass podcast streaming in that house.
Damn.
Lev's on fucking fire tonight, doggy. Damn, Scott.
The guy likes a versus.
Scott, I put Lev's back against the wall and he started swinging. Scott, what's going on right now?
Scott.
queer.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Somebody fucked her.
No one has eyes on the right part. Everyone's eyes are in the wrong place.
They're going to scroll out with, like, ladies and gentlemen, the Harringtons.
We call him Handsome Mike.
One of us is pregnant.
You can't bring the baby there until it's big, too big to eat. And then you got to stop bringing it when it's too big to fuck.
This is like, it's like sad, these people.
His name's Ray.
Ray? I remember Ray.
Can I be honest with you? Right? I'm looking at this guy, and I'm impressed he understands the concept of sandwich. He's got an empty bottle of soda upside down that he's holding. Yet he figured out two slices of bread and cut it in triangles.
How much do you want to bet that soda was full 20 seconds ago?
Oh, yeah. Let me grab my soda and come out with my fancy sandwich. Y'all see what I did? I made a sandwich.
He's named Ray after what they should have used to kill him in the womb.
Damn it, you just lost a half a point.
I stand by this.
The crowd turned.
Do you remember? Years ago. And your name is?
Lorraine.
Do you think they're happy?
No. They just, well, maybe.
I don't think, yeah.
Maybe.
Happy is too complicated, you know? They're just there, and that's good enough.
I believe their laughter, and they just laugh at, like, words. Did you see the last guy? He's like, oh, that's cool. And he went, ha, ha, ha.
I think that was a cough. That's a laugh?
I think it was a laugh. Go back a couple seconds. I think it was a laugh.
Oh, I thought he has a cough.
He looks like he's happy as a pig in shit, don't
you? Yeah, they gave him that sandwich. That's what it is.
There's not a single person that works at Gas Digital that looks that happy at work.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine now, Lewis, the warmth that would have in his heart if you guys looked like that when you all landed in Jamaica? Yeah. Instead of feeling all fucking entitled, like you deserve
this
trip?
Wild, are you?
Why don't you look like that? He goes, Lewis gave us sandwiches. He let us look at the water.
Lewis, and none of them dressed that nice either.
Lewis let us look at the water, gave me these sandwiches already cut in half.
And your name is?
Lorraine.
And Timmy.
Yep.
Oh, for Jesus,
whoa,
that guy.
Oh, Timmy. No, Timmy literally works here. I've met this guy. I met him on Wednesday when I recorded Bye Guys.
Timmy, and tell me, Zach, do you back this up? Timmy looks, he's so fucked up. He looks like movie makeup.
No,
it looks like it looks like a bad movie makeup character.
It looks like one sperm made all of them. Yeah. Like it got split.
He looks like one of the people that control the water in Mad Max.
I'm allergic to everything and nothing.
I mean, that is Harrington.
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
In a few years, Alex, relax.
At least he understands plate, you know? Like he is.
Yeah.
And you go, like, his feet aren't on the ground, but the ground's probably dirtier. He's probably right.
He knows plate because they had to put one in his head.
How old do you think those shoes are? The sneakers he's wearing. What do you say? Are they years, months? Hand me down.
I think everything
else?
There ages in dog years. So like 62.
62 years
62
old.
62 year old shoes.
Nice. Go keep playing it.
Now you guys grew up here in Odd, West Virginia. How many years have you lived here?
All my life.
Well, we moved from weird as fuck West Virginia. Ended up in Odd.
Some of our family lives in batshit Kentucky.
Wait, the dog and the grandmother have the same eyes, same nose, same ears. They're just Yoda-ing the fuck out.
She goes, that's her daddy.
We're looking to retire to retard Florida.
Like, and how are you going to pay for that? Well, we've been selling dabs to the Legion of Skanks. We cook them in the sock here.
Thank you, Jake, for being on point. He sees me rolling a blunt. He's like, hey, dude, maybe before you smoke the blunt, you want a dab. And that was a very good eye. That's why you're in first place.
You're, you guys, I mean, did you go to school?
What a rude question.
Yeah,
for what?
Fuck, yeah.
Some of your brothers and sisters probably didn't go to school?
I'll be honest, the guy eating the sandwich looks like he's never heard the word.
Yeah.
He's looking at an inbred person going, so what was your major? Dickhead. What's amazing, too, is that dog's ability to lead this family.
You say this is called baloney? Look at the lady on the couch is mad that these camera guys are bringing city ideas to this fucking kid. Now he learns about sandwich before you know he's going to leave me. Now he knows there's sandwich out there.
Yeah, but he didn't make that sandwich himself. You know the fucking crew came
in. Yeah, no,
I
know. And then she's pissed. She's like, showed him why the other half live. Now you're going to leave. You're going to try to learn how to drive a vehicle.
They didn't wish too long, but they graduated.
You graduated from what?
From high school.
You went to high school, Timmy?
Yeah, he went too long.
I like he's not talking. He's like, yeah, let her tell it. A hero doesn't tell his own story, you know what I mean?
In the Racist Live Chat, they made nudes of these people.
For sure. For sure. This one's not talking. She doesn't want to talk. She's like, huh?
She's not saying shit till she gets a sandwich.
Oh, fucking God, Bobby.
The dog taught me this one.
That's her in-between fucking expressions. She does that. That's her reset. She goes full Tardo and then snaps back to whatever face she's making. Happy. Disinterested.
And how about you, Lorraine?
No, she didn't went to school.
She didn't? And,
No, they didn't went to school.
Ah, shit, we lost one.
Come on out.
They didn't went to school. She's saying it wrong condescendingly. No, they didn't went to school, these rubes.
Why are they all just like, they're barking and chirping? It's fucking... It's just,
one of them can only bark.
It's just so...
No, I'm serious. One of them just barks.
Dude, it's like it was like haunting. I would be around these people and I'd be like, what the fuck, dude?
They really are garbage, but as all New Yorkers in here, we're all kind of jealous of the space. Well, I'll tell you what, though.
They have a deck.
Yeah, they have private outside space with cloth furniture open to the elements, which is probably odd. Yeah.
I think there's shit on the
Don't worry. It wasn't real leather.
Oh, who's this guy in the back?
Dude, he never sees the sun. He just stays back there. Don't get me on camera. Come here, Ray. Ray, get your fucking ass out here.
Ray, tell me about your family.
Scary. Grunting. Oh, Lorraine's not happy.
He's fucked, boy. You're fucking up.
Right, she's like, yeah. She goes,
this was our big chance, Ray. You done fucked it up.
You're about to show everybody Crazy Ray. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's got
God,
a tinier
dude.
Dog in his hand, or is that how he holds? He holds everything like a pup, like he's going to kill a puppy. Yeah.
He looks like a regular person died and came in its early stage zombie.
This is the house Nate Bargatze grew up in. I believe all this and become a clean comedian.
You know, if you leave poop out long enough, it turns to alcohol.
Jesus Christ, dude. Please.
They're listening to a preacher in the house. It's like, this is...
What the fuck is happening, guy? Please just gigs.
No, they're fine. Yo. Yo. That really should be.
That's the new Legion of Skanks t-shirt.
That really should just be.
It's brutal.
They all look like different tries at making Ian fight ins.
Yeah, no, that poster's not good enough. No.
You guys can't even start your own chant. You
I don't
losers.
Even know why. I don't even know why it seems so. The only one that seems obvious is Dave's all the way to the right.
How do I turn that off?
I mean, did they tell him to drool for the picture? I mean, like, he wasn't just drooling and they caught that. They were like, I don't know, like Jay, drool like a real...
Like somebody's behind the camera with a raw steak.
Jay,
if it's an Ian, it's semen, you know?
By the pure odds of it alone, I mean, at any given point, one of these three are going to be drooling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying this kid doesn't drool, but you think he took a picture and didn't realize that was he's that?
No, like, I think they took a lot of pictures. 100 pictures, and that was just the best drool shot.
Yeah, I think they were like, "Show him your trick."
And he goes, "I laid this on my brother, and then I slurp back up." Yeah.
Why don't we just ask him in the racist live chat right now?
It works best if you just drink some juice.
Just ask him in the chat.
No, the drool they added it in, man.
That dog barking is pissing me off.
No. That's a guy.
No.
Yeah.
I think that's his heartbeat.
Is that Ray? I think that's Ray.
No. Yeah, one of them only barks.
No, it's a dog barking. Look, it says dog barking.
Trust me.
That might be the twist, dude.
It's like a nice
love it. They have literally cult like mixtapes playing in the background.
It's a dog. I don't need this artistic shot. If their dicks aren't out, it's not
Disney,
worth it.
I fucking sue. What is happening?
Why is he touching him like that,
though? Dicks better be out.
Is this the new Gap?
Whoa. Yo.
What are you eating tonight for dinner?
Yeah.
He's pointing at the dog.
Wow. A sandwich.
He's so proud of his sandwich.
So you grew up here in odd West Virginia.
If you look at him like a dog, though, he's being a very good boy. As a new dog guy, I got to say, he's being a very good boy. He's
not asking for more.
And he's so proud of his sandwich, he wants to show it to you. He wants to show you a sandwich.
I would say he's better at podcasting than most L.A. comedians.
Well, let me hear. Hey, what do you think about things going on in the world, Ray?
Your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And your family, you lost your brother since I was here last.
No, he literally lost him. He's somewhere in the woods.
Yeah, just like a dog.
Tell me about your brother.
All right, fast forward.
Look, he's looking for his mom, and then he's like, all right, here's the deal.
Yeah. Dude, this guy looks
it looks like he has eyes.
I got a really good thing going on
he's
here.
He's like, I get fuck all of them, okay? Yeah, she's my mom. Yeah, weird. But
it looks like he has eyes, but like they are fell to the side like big titties when they lay on their back.
Yeah.
Dude, he looks like if Brody Stevens survived it.
Come on, dude.
Come on,
dude. That's the one person we don't make fun of.
Like
on
they
this
look
show.
Like they all draw.
That's too
you tripped the
far,
wire,
dude.
That's the one.
Oh no.
Wait, how do they how do we know that they're inbred? What's the deal? And how do we know that they're the most inbred? Like,
he's
what's
chewing
the standard?
It right now. He's in it.
They're like, are you inbred? He just keeps pointing to the bread of his sandwich.
Oh, my God. The camera guy's brave. I'd be like, why are you walking so close? He's about to piss, for sure.
He don't go out on the road.
What's your favorite memory, Ray? Do you remember anything about
it's my
your
bottle. It's my bottle.
I bet it's going to be more barking.
The next interview they do is the cops that shot them.
But is this drugs?
He has the behavior of a dog.
I'm asking. Is this drugs? Is this them being inbred? Is it a combination of it all? Alcohol? What is this?
Inbreeding for sure.
What are they? What is the affliction here?
Well, there was that big thing.
Now it makes sense.
Welcome to the...
Who put that? You got to give them credit in the chat. We can't pretend that our stupid pregnant woman team did that. It was bricks.
Undertow?
Oh, it was Undertow. Nice.
I think in that big chunk of information that we skipped up top,
her name is Alex.
They explained that they're super inbred.
Yo, remember Pontiac Grand Prix? They ripped.
That car's in surprisingly good condition, given that.
Well, it had a LeBra for most of the years.
At one point in this interview, the neighbors come out, and they start yelling at the camera guy, and they're like, hey, y'all let them alone now. Like, they actually,
you
like...
You saw this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the porn I watch.
Good.
Your other brother.
Jeez.
That did sound like the dog. You're right. Eat the fucking sandwich.
Oh, dude, you gotta savor it. This guy's gonna have sandwiches and toilets outside.
Fucking sop it up and make it wet.
Did
Jesus.
We get him on Jimmy Fallon? Ray's brother. He could do dog voices.
Ray. Don't bother Lorraine. She's just enjoying watching Ray enjoy the sandwich. He gets so little smiles.
This family's technically more entertaining than Robin Figgs.
Jesus.
Oh, Timmy's a nephew. But
do you think his family ever wears pants with buttons? Ever? You think it's straight up pajamas and sweats?
No, buttons is a choking hazard.
That's what I'm saying. Who is that? Freddie, that's right. Freddie's gone.
Buttons was their cousin that got hit by a truck.
Who's Freddie's dead. The Final Nightmare. That was my favorite. That was my favorite of all the movies.
How long ago did he die there?
I love how they keep asking them numbers like they have any clue.
No way. I wonder if you, like, when you die from, like, inbreeding problems, is, like, weird stuff, like your skeleton grows out of your skin or something.
Let's see.
Like, your skeleton grows out of your skin or something. Hello?
Scott's fading.
Is the new, are the new mics working good?
By the way, all of them just look like regular British people.
Roiland. Roiland.
So Freddie's been dead for 4 years. Go.
How did he die? How did he die?
He ran himself to death.
He scratched his own brain out.
He done think too hard. He scratched his brain out.
He done got Atlanta drunk.
Yeah. That should be their merch. Roiland's texting them like, how about I come over there and help you stop being a retard? LOLOL. JK.
JK. I'll fuck the retard out of you. JK.
She's like, I'm retarded. He's like, lucky for you, that's where all my experience lies.
Luckily, I have some kinks.
Tell me about your family. Your parents.
What makes Lorraine happy?
Tell me about your parents.
My parents died.
Of course. Yeah, they're older now.
Of course.
What a dick.
Of course. Murder, suicide, I'm assuming?
He's like, there's no fucking way your parents are alive.
Yeah.
You're barely alive, bitch.
Deer attack?
Hug to death.
Very old. What can you tell me about your family?
Not much.
No? You love your parents?
They all fuck good. Every one of them fuck like a monster. Just like their daddy and their mommy. Every one of them swing that shit. Bust it open. Blow it deep. Their loads fly true.
You're turning into Martin Luther King. Pull it back for a second. Good.
Good family?
That's a man.
Dude, Ray's begging to be taken away from this craziness.
He's begging to be taken out to take a piss.
Dude, Ray is the star of this family.
He can't bug. He goes, take me to where these sandwiches come from. Where'd you find these space materials?
I love that Ray is like when you used to go to Lewis's apartment when he had sport. It's like, oh, Ray's in the next room. Just let him do his thing.
Yeah, he's sweet.
Don't look at him.
Yeah, he's sweet, but he's going to jump on you a lot.
Yeah. Need Justin Silver to come over and look at Ray.
Train Ray.
You guys just aren't listening to him right. He needs a silver necklace.
Ray's on his back. Justin's rubbing his belly. That's my guy.
Ray. Yeah, buddy.
I speak Ray.
Oh, he took one of Ray's sandwiches. Oh, that's the drooler, by the way, for sure.
No, that's where he's.
Timmy,
sleeps.
You hiding?
He's foraging food. You got him all wound up on sandwiches.
I hear a story.
He does that. Great.
He's about
now they're going to be talking about the fancy city sandwiches. Acting like a bunch of ninnies. They just be out there gathering moss. Okay.
This is fascinating.
So. You know, I hear stories about your family, that your parents were brother and sister or cousins or something like that. Nothing like that? But the mental disorder that Ray has, what is that from?
I don't know what called.
But Freddie and Ray and Timmy are both kind of have that same, and Lorraine too has the same thing. What do you suppose that the cause of that might have been?
I don't
She just eats the dog.
She goes, you make me angry. When I get angry, I get hungry. When I get hungry, I'm eating one of these chihuahuas.
Don't be disrespecting my mama and my daddy.
You going to make me freak out, eat one of these chihuahuas. I've done it before. It's crazy looking. Blood over my pajama pants.
You don't know?
Timmy, you went to high school, right?
Oh, I forgot that was the smart one.
He's like, can you see me? Oh, man.
Oh, I thought you couldn't see me.
Do you have X-ray vision? Are you Superman?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Superman. I did not mean to make you angry.
They were the police canines at their high school.
They can smell drugs in your locker.
No, they use them for drugs. They use them to smell bombs, Jay.
Oh, there was another guy there the whole time reading the paper. Just uninterested.
Timmy, tell me about what you remember of your parents. Can you tell me anything?
Oh. Oh, Jesus Christ. Dude, what if you just picked that up and wailed Lorraine in the face?
What if it fixed all of them?
You just picked it up
and her
just...
Head, her eye went normal.
She's like, oh my God, I'm sorry. What have I done to all of you? I fucked my brother? They all start throwing up and their eyes straighten out.
What have we done? What have we done?
Holy shit.
Today on Toy or Not. Shit. Goes, I work out.
Sweet Lorraine.
Oh shit, man.
Lewis didn't even flinch at that.
This is every day in the Real Ass Podcast. This is, but guys, please join Gas Digital. Be part of the racist live chat. It's all the fun.
Oh shit!
Yeah, thank you, Bricks, for all of your hard work.
It's like Lucasfilm, man. Wow.
All right. So yeah, play it.
You show.
No. Wait. Oh no! There's this little retarded baby now.
He looks normal.
Yeah, that's like ZZ Top, kind of. That's just a good band.
That's a cute baby.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got 4 feet. No!
Uh-oh, they're going to get Ray wound up.
Freddie, your brother?
We ate him.
Oh, he's going to shit.
Oh, no. You going to shit, you get him talking about your brother.
You think the family asked him to bark because he just says too much racist shit all the time? They were like, bark instead.
Instead of the N-word, bark.
Yeah. He's like, no, I got some opinions they got to hear. They're like, just follow the dog. Do what the dog does.
I have to assume everybody in that family has to, he has to fall asleep first, for sure. Like, you can't wake up to him like going, ah! And you see like none of his eyes make sense. His teeth, he's gripping something. He's telling you, it always seems very important.
Yeah, he's always chewing on something at the end of the bed. Right. Stay away from my feet. I said, stay away from my feet.
Oh, what is he doing?
He's doing chew.
Right. Your brother, Freddie. Do you remember him? Do you miss him? Do you miss your brother?
Dude, I want to puke.
Classic Yankees fan.
He looks and sounds like a prospector who just found gold, but he's too excited to tell people yet.
Captain Hook!
Gold!
He looks like, you know, when Bugs Bunny sees a ghost and he starts going like, he's like freaking like, he looks like he's one of those freeze frames.
Yeah, when he like eats something too hot, yeah.
Do you think if you take a picture of him, he has eyes?
He's gay, blind Ray.
Yeah.
No, dude, that guy's always hard.
This guy sees clearly at night, for sure. He's got bad eyes.
Go ahead, play the. I mean, this is the
if
worst
soft white underbelly,
I've ever
if soft
heard.
White underbelly was funnier, by the way, they would have tried to actually subtitle the noises he's making. Hep, hep, chip, chip, chirp.
Doggy, I mean, it
I
is.
I thought he was taking a selfie, but he doesn't have a phone. Oh,
that's the
shit.
First time he's looked normal, right? Yeah.
Oh, shit, country thug.
It looks like he just noticed he has shit on his fingers.
Yeah, he's about to go tend to his herb garden over there on the rail.
It looks like he's singing a ballad.
I'm waiting for my jasmine to come in.
I gotta stop listening to Ray grunt. Can we see anything? Are they gonna get to any part of a story?
Do you not think Ray's
I think
the
this
most
is
interesting person?
Story, Lewis.
He's trying to tell us something.
Yeah.
He wants out.
Yeah, you think someone's gonna come out acting like a cat? Yeah. This is it, man. It's nuts.
Lewis, Timmy's stuck in the well. We gotta find Ray.
Ray's inside. Ray's mind is inside going like, help, get me out of here. Everyone's fucking their brother and sister. Look at my eyes.
Get out.
Put me in the back of the Grand Prix and haul ass.
Oh, man.
What do you think he's trying to say? It's a wild thing.
He wants out. He's trying to show he's trying to confess to their crimes. Like, check the freezer.
Yeah.
There's fucking, there's body parts in the freezer. He's like, bip, 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 bip. And they're like, yeah, Yankees are good. Bip, bip.
In this frame, he's trying to say, and the gas servers are always down.
$8.99, I have to fucking sell teeth every month.
I'll tell you what doesn't have tech problems, that money coming out of my account every month. For some reason, that flows like water.
He's trying to say something, which is fucking sad. Like, he's being tortured right now because he can't get out what he wants
yeah,
to
think,
say.
Yeah, I think he's there's a spell is what's happened, right? And so he's barking to be like, put the mic up to a dog. And I think if they put a mic up to the dog, you'll hear Ray speak. I think a spell has been cast.
He's woofing. Woof, woof, woof,
but you like woof. see the frustration like, in his face that like he yes. but, like nobody can understand. This would
no matter what he can't get what he wants to say. It's like being on the bonfire.
Damn.
Well, you guys are all comics. Keep up. You want me to slow down double dutch for you to jump in?
This is what I looked like when I was walking around Italy trying to get directions.
Ooga booga! Ooga booga! My parents are related.
If Ray's name was rape.
You made people sad.
That was a weird awe. Yeah. Oh.
Gotta play it.
He's like, you want me to check? He's like, get the fuck off my land.
He's like, we're gonna bury
get
you right now.
Get
your
ass off my land, you fucking city ninny. Right? Look at this pussy. Yeah, get off! Gone, be gone! When I turn around, you better not be here, homo. Put you right in my outside washing machine.
Yeah, this is his cribs.
I do love though these kind of
that right there is tree. You can fuck that. Climb it.
Dude, these hats.
Hang
these,
a motherfucker.
They always have like the coolest.
Right here's my sister. You can hang on it. Fuck it.
Jumped off these it house, once I got this way.
These houses always have like the coolest cars from 20, 30 years ago. Yeah. It's like Camaros and fucking Pontiac Sunfires and shit. Yeah.
The birds.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Planted that himself.
He's pointing to where the bodies are buried.
He's like, yeah, yeah.
This could be anywhere from get off my land to one time I saw a horse.
Get the guy a belt, by the way. Look at the guy. He's only one hand operative. He's going to hold his pants up.
He's giving himself a wedgie.
I'm a nerd. I deserve it.
He's the DMX of their house.
Ray, go give it to you.
He's pointing to where the Rough Riders roll.
What your inbreds want?
I mean, these look like graves.
It is a grave, dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that Freddy's grave?
What? I don't think that's allowed.
He's going to start digging up with his hands. did you bury a bone, Ray? Yeah. Is there a bone under there?
Big bone.
Who's a good boy? What do you find? What are you looking for? He just comes out with a fucking femur in his teeth.
Oh, my God.
Yo, look at that, by the way. Camaro.
Hey.
They just end on that.
Wow.
I want more of that.
Dude. They revisit them in another interview.
That was wild.
It was wild. Dude, before we go, can I show you, because I know we were trying to get it last week. I finally got a... Soder sent me that video that I told you made me laugh that we were trying to get Bobby to find last week. So I want to just—I think this will make you laugh so hard.
This is what we have to do now. This is what we've been resorted to. What we've resorted to.
Yep.
Is that it?
The blood clots already getting to him.
Oh shit, dude. Hold on. Oh, that's gonna set your surgery back. Oh, your healing is gonna be so slow. You're going to be in the middle of your flight and go,
I forgot to take a baby aspirin. That'll be a whole to-do. God, what are we playing?
Yeah, dude. This just, Soder showed this to me. It made me laugh so much I thought you would just love it. I've been trying to show it to you. You got to turn it loud.
Yo, dick small, huh? I'm a child, nigga. I know.
What a great way to
funniest
end the show.
Funniest fucking thing in the world. Dude. One more time. Play it one more time.
One more time.
This kid rules.
Yo, dick small, huh? I'm a child, nigga. I know.
That kid.
Roy Lind.
Roy Lind. Roy Lind. Roy Lind.
He's Roy Lind Jr.
Zach Amico, Lev Furr, Scott Chaplin, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us tonight. Legion of Skanks.
Thank you for having us.
Excellent
man.
Show. You guys killed it. Thank you.
The polls aren't in yet. We'll let you guys know tomorrow who will never be invited back to the show again. We love you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out. We'll catch you next time on Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch off my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.